Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station. 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, I need this. I need it.
Oh, yeah. Michael. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Mark Schlereth. From our nation's capital, or outside of it.
Yes. I'm in it. I'm right in it. I'm right in the heart, Mike.
Oh, you're in the heart of it?
Yeah, I'm right in the heart.
Put you in Virginia or something. Maryland.
No. I'm right downtown D.C., all the buildings, the monuments. I mean, I'm the... Hey, you know what? I'm right here. It's going to be great. Take her up, baby.
We're off and rolling on a Friday, and is it just me Friday, where we give you a chance to get stuff off your chest heading off into the weekend, unburden yourself, anything that you've picked up on over the course of the week that you want to respond to, hit us up on the ramoslaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. So, I see you weren't kidnapped yesterday?
I was not kidnapped. There were several white panel vans driving around the airport when I got out. But, nobody picked me up. So I'm good. Got to my hotel and, ended up watching that, Thursday night football game, which was insanity, based upon the fact that, this is such a week to week league, isn't it? I mean, I know Thursdays are hard to go on the road and all that stuff, but, I didn't see that one coming, Mike. I didn't see that one coming.
No, I don't think many people did see it coming. And I'll start out with this, is it just me? Since, this one came in from our pal Mickey. You know how you feel about your pal Mickey?
Oh, yeah. I the hair on the back of my neck just bristled.
No, this is okay, though. This one has nothing to do with you.
All right. Mickey is, Mickey's never gotten off my list, as you know.
Now, the morning's good. He could still come back at you with something else later in the day. One of his texts that start off, hey, stinker.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
All right, so here it is. Is it just me, or are the Carolina Panthers currently paying Cam Newton's replacement, Cam Newton's replacement's replacement, and for Cam Newton to replace his own replacement's replacement?
Yeah, that's, you think about that. I mean, just the timeline, right? Of them letting go of Cam, them going after Teddy, them getting rid of Teddy, them going after Sam Darnold, paying all those guys, and then going after Cam again.
Correct.
And I mean, he can make upwards of, he can make $10 million.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season. Can you imagine?
Just goes to show that there are just some franchises, God, and I hope we can break out of this pretty soon, but there are just some franchises that just continue to spin their wheels. Make mistake after mistake after mistake.
It really is quite amazing. You know, everybody complains about injuries and this, that, and the other, and I was just reading some stuff on Tampa Bay, because I've got the Bucs this weekend. And, you know, they've started seven different cornerbacks this season, seven different corners. They've started, I think, four or five different safeties. And then, you know, I mean, a bunch of different wide receivers. They have a bunch. And Bruce Arians said, hey, man, you know, when you're trying to get through a season, you've got to play your whole roster. He's like, and I just was like, wow. You know, you want to talk about roster building. You got to have depth, and you've got to be able to play everybody on your roster, because at some point, every guy's going to need to play. And, you know, honestly, if you look at what Denver has done this year, I have to give credit to Vic Fangio and his staff, because there have been a ton of replacement players playing on that defensive side of the ball. and they've done a pretty damn good job with two new linebackers, Weatherly off the edge, you know, Cooper and Malik Reed. You wouldn't think they were going to be starters. They're both starters. And a secondary that you've kind of shuffled around on. You know, the two safeties have been consistent, but you got to play your roster, man. That's why, like, that's why depth. That's why when everybody's just like, go after the quarterback, regardless, that's all you need is the quarterback. It's not all you need. It isn't. It's nice to have one. If you can find one, it's great to have one. But it's not the only thing you need.
On this Is It Just Me Friday, is it just me, or did the Avalanche pick up on the theme of the week here locally, which is find yourself shorthanded, find yourself missing a key guy, and everybody else steps up. And we saw it with the Broncos last Sunday. We saw it with the Nuggets in the absence of Nikola Jokic. How about last night?
Mm-hmm.
With the first game since the news that Nathan MacKinnon will be out for 3 weeks. They go out and shellack Vancouver 7-1. Seven different goal scorers. Oh, that warms my heart. Not reliant on any one guy or one line. Spread it out. Everybody got a chance to feed a little bit, pad the stats.
It's always good. I mean, that, it, and by the way, seven goals, you know, that's always one of those things. When I saw, what was it, 3-0 after the first period, yep. I was like, hey, you know what? Let's pump the brakes a little bit, right? Let's just go ahead and let it settle. We've got enough now, but they just kept pouring it on, which is a great thing. And again, it goes back to the point of the article I was reading about Bruce Arians. Play your roster. Everybody's going to have to play. Guys have to get experience. They've got to play very much like we talked about with the Nuggets and Michael Malone playing the roster. And all of a sudden, you get a guy like, what's the guy's name, Najee? That dude, you know, that, yeah. That steps up and you say, hey, man, maybe this guy can be, as the season progresses, maybe this guy can earn more minutes and get more playing time. So, it's a good thing.
All right, we are off and roll. We're off and rolling. Let's get into it. Is It Just Me Friday? They're starting to roll in. And as always, it's a Friday. We encourage you all. Let's get a little loose. Let's have a little fun. We'll do that next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Let's face it, we tend to do a lot of different things on this show beyond just talking sports. We get a little loose sometimes, but sometimes we also get requests that go beyond the normal sports conversation. So a texter sent this in, and he said right up front, I know this is a different type of request, but I look up to you guys. So here's the question. He said, guys, I need your help. My neighbor plays his music loud late at night. How should I handle this without hurting him? From Craig.
You should play your music really loud in the morning.
I see where you're going there.
Right. Yeah, and then when he's like, dude, I'm trying to sleep, you're like, oh, really? Is that how it works? Like when you do it to me at late at night, like you just give him a little. Just let him, you know, I mean, it's passive aggressive. It's one of those things, oh, really? I didn't realize you were trying to sleep at 4 a.m. You know, sometimes at 11 p.m., I'm trying to sleep.
So you subscribe to the old two wrongs do make a right then.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I always think about it. Like when I'm in a hotel, like I live in hotels and you know, sometimes they're like weddings and there's rowdy folks that are, you know, kind of next door neighbors to you. And you're just like, Lord have mercy. And I always think about, cause I'm always up super early. I always think about going and sabotage or just being really loud. And I can't bring myself to do it. I talk a good game, Mike, but when push comes to shove, I'm really kind of just soft.
Yes, you are. You just kind of back down. You just back down. You're not a man that likes confrontation. You're Horton Hears a Who. You've admitted this. Yeah.
Well, there's, but part of it too is like they're having a wedding, you know, it's a once in a, Well, that's not a once in a lifetime thing for most people. It's, you know, you're only going to get married two or three times.
Right.
You know, and let them have their fun.
Here's another one from Rich. Is it just me, or I couldn't help but notice that Stink didn't seem particularly thrilled about his wife's meatless lasagna? Time to turn in your man card, there, vegan. From Rich.
No, Rich, one, and Mike can attest to this. My wife is a gourmet chef.
Oh, she's next level.
My wife is on. You don't get as fat as me by having somebody who can't cook. She is legit. She is legit. And on the surface, when she says I'm making veggie lasagna, I act like I'm excited, but deep down inside, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And, you know, so I would be like, hey, I'm just gonna choke this one down. I'm gonna take one for the team, right?
Right.
That's kind of initially how I think. And she made it. The first time she made it, it was fantastic. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And so now when she says, hey, I'm doing the vegetable lasagna, I'm in. It's good. It's great.
But you would prefer if there was meat in it.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm a carnivore, Mike. I'm a man. I'm a man.
I eat meat.
I'm not some vegan, you know. I mean, hey, nothing wrong with being a vegan if that's your thing, I guess. But you don't need to tell me about it. You're like one of them CrossFit people, right? You don't. Hey, listen, man. Hey, we're all working out. It's great. You don't need to tell me about your workout. I'm not telling you about mine, right? I mean, you don't need to tell me about how much better you feel. Like, you ever notice that vegans are trying to convince themselves of how much better they feel?
I don't think they're trying to talk you into it. I think they're trying to talk themselves into
it. I cannot believe, like, my joints aren't as swollen. I feel tremendous. I have energy. Like, they just go back and deep down inside, I'm going, you want a piece of meat. That's the only reason we're having this conversation is you want a piece of meat. You're not convincing me. You're convincing you. Like, you're talking to yourself. I don't buy that for me. I don't trust vegans. Never have, never will.
So is it the same thing then with CrossFit guy or CrossFit gal that they're not really trying to win you over. They're trying to convince themselves that all this hell that they put themselves through is actually good and good for them,
yeah.
And it's worth
right.
it, and they're trying to convince themselves of that.
100%. And, you know, it's like, what was that? What was the show? It was a baseball pitcher. It went back to, it was like an HBO series show. Anyhow, Danny McBride was the baseball guy. Eastbound and Down.
Kenny Powers.
He had a line in there, and you know he's all fat and everything else. He's like, I ain't trying to be the best at exercising. And I'm like, you know what?
You know.
Amen, dude. I am not trying to win the exercising award. Yeah. So anyhow, it was just funny to me.
Is it just me on this? Is it just me Friday? This one's mine. Is it just me, or are the Cowboys going to great lengths to demean and belittle the Broncos' performance last week? So earlier this week, Jerry Jones came out and said the Cowboys, quote, were as flat as any team I've seen.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Then Amari Cooper went out of his way while saying he wasn't making excuses to make excuses. Let me read the quote. Quote, but you got to think, me and CD Lamb's ankle, was like, he had just heard it on Wednesday. He could barely run. The same thing with me. So it's kind of funny because we invite that. As time goes on, we invite that, stopping the run and inviting teams to throw against us. That's what we want. It just caught us on a bad week. I'm not trying to make excuses. Shoot, I could barely run. He could barely run. And we're starting receivers.
Right.
So it's easy to cover two guys who can't really do what they want to do. No excuses. We still stepped on the field, so obviously we needed to do our jobs because we decided to step on the field. But, you know, we want to invite that man-to-man coverage every week because it's either going to be a slow death or a fast one. So the Cowboys just refuse to let us enjoy this victory.
Settle down just a little bit.
Well, I mean, you want to talk. Isn't that the problem with the Cowboys, the front-running Cowboys? That's very much like the Benjamin Franklin quote I gave you yesterday. Don't ruin an apology with an excuse. So you're the only team that's got injuries? You're the only team that got guys that are hurting a little bit and playing? You step on the field, you have to play well. And if you weren't good enough to step on the field, then you shouldn't have stepped on the field. I hate that. It just shows, hey, man, we weren't prepared and we got our asses kicked. End of story. That's all you need to say. You don't have to make up a bunch of excuses. It just lacks a certain amount of character and integrity. It just sounds bad, right? It just sounds the loser's lament. It's just so cowboy.
Isn't it?
It is.
They've been making excuses for 25 years.
All right. Jerry had it right. That's as flat as any team I've ever seen. Good.
I don't like your attitude.
He must have been thinking about that in the shower.
Yeah, oh boy, I tell you what, I bet you he was washing his body like he was mad at it.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Right?
Right.
Just really scrubbing.
Right. Full rooster, huh?
Yeah. By the way, can I tell you something I don't like?
Is it just me, or what do you not like?
Yeah, is it just me? Is it just me? Yeah. Or when they put those little stools at the end of the bed in a hotel room, like those little sitting stools, you know, at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
That is just a recipe when you're stumbling around the room trying to find the bathroom late at night.
Oh, yeah.
In a foreign room.
Yeah.
For a toe stubbing.
Yep. That's a toe stub.
That's it's an obstacle. And, I call a hotel room party foul. I am going to move that little thing somewhere else because I tripped over it last night while I was going to the bathroom. And I'm looking at it right now with disgust in my eyes. You see me looking at you.
I can see you looking at you, looking at me. I love my room to be a cave when I sleep. But you're right. Whenever I travel, I have to have some kind of like nightlight on, you know, and it bugs me because I just don't know my surroundings.
Right.
If I don't have a little nightlight, I'm going to stub a toe. And I hate stubbing my toe.
The stubbing your toe.
Oh.
There's very few things on planet Earth that are worse than stubbing your toe.
Right.
It's amazing how just that little tiny appendage down there.
Yeah.
Just go down there. Can be so painful.
Yeah, I know. What is up with that? Chris says, so Paxton Lynch, you're saying, is the vegan of football. My vegan quarterback.
He is. There is no meat sauce with that guy.
That is all eggplant right there.
Right, that's 100% marinara. That is just a jar of ragu.
Day number 2360 of the Paxton Lynch smear campaign. Okay, we are rolling. Having a little fun, getting a little loose. We got the Morning Brew coming up for you next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. That's some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
We talked the other day about making sure that our defending details were in place. That's one. And the work within those details has to be there, and the competitiveness. It was. And then number two, we have to manage the puck better. And I thought, especially early on in the game, that we were outstanding with that.
Jared Bednar's Avalanche were fantastic last night as they rolled over Vancouver 7-1. Picking up on the theme of the week where next man up with key guys out. And you had seven different goal scorers last night. And in a season, in an early part of the season, Mark, where you're looking for guys to step up in expanded roles, replace some of the key veterans that they lost from a year ago, very good to see JT Compher score, Darren Helm score, Logan O'Connor score. Valerie Nishkushkin score. Devon Taves is back. And that, by the way, is a big return after missing the first part of the season with injury. This is his second game back. He scored. So you get that second line, third line, secondary scoring production. That makes me a happy Avs fan.
That is, I mean, it's great. And you did your hockey podcast yesterday.
I did.
You How'd that go for you?
Went really well. I invite everybody to check out the Mile High Hockey Podcast each and every week. It drops on Thursday. Go listen to that at denverfan.com.
Yeah, always good. Hey, man, always good when you get production from all over the place. Production off your bench, production off guys you don't expect production from. You know, builds confidence in your team.
Yep.
It lets everybody know that, hey, man, we can, you know, like, we can overcome an injury or two. We can, you know, we can rely on other guys. That's always a good, it's always a good thing.
First game back, or first game without Nathan MacKinnon for the next 3 weeks went well. Okay, next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I think he's filled in well. Earlier in the year he played. He's very active. He's very tough. Plays extremely hard. You know, there was a few clips where he was downfield blocking, and he's got the right mindset. He's got the right body type. And, you know, he showed, you know, why we drafted him and why we liked him in this year's draft. And I think he's got a really bright future.
All right, there is Pat Shermer talking about the Belle, Quinn Meinerz. Is this guy your pencil him in, ink him in? Right guard of the future, and now?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. He's the guy. And he's
guard, but not center. Guard, but not center, right?
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, he's going to play, and I wouldn't be surprised that if he moved over to center at some point.
Okay.
I'd be okay with that.
About Kush?
Well, I mean, you know, everybody needs a backup.
Jeez. Ouch. Next on the... Ouch.
What do you mean, ouch? Well, what do you mean, ouch?
Why are you so down on Kush? You've been down on Kush since day one.
I know, I wouldn't say that I'm down on Kush since day one.
Yeah, I would say that.
No, you can't say that.
I just did, twice.
Why would you just say that, though? I mean, it's not...
Because I've been sitting next to you for sitting next to you for the last 2 years?
Yeah, I have been kind of, a little bit down. Yeah,
a little bit. Not, all right.
He's just not what I would call good.
Okay. Next.
Is that wrong?
My point has been made. Next on the Morning Brew.
That's the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, it's a road Thursday night game. It's hard to go on the road on Thursday night, but we've done it before and we've been successful. We just played poorly, and it's because of our coaching. It starts with me, and I didn't do a good job getting these guys ready.
Oh.
Ooh.
Did the folks over there at Dove Valley just hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear John Harbaugh? Super Bowl champion John Harbaugh coming out and saying, this is on me?
Yeah, you love it when a coach does that too, by the way. I mean, as a player, you just absolutely love that. And he's right. Amen. That, you know, I mean, players gotta play, coaches gotta coach. I get all that. But, anyhow, I mean, I love it when a guy takes responsibility. It's on me. I'll get it fixed. Good. It's the way it should be.
So the Dolphins stunned the Ravens 22-10. And now you look at the NFL standings up to the moment. Mm-hmm. Where are the Broncos in the playoff picture, you may ask? Heading off and now into the weekend, the Broncos are at number 11. So they got to jump over some teams. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Kansas City.
Right.
New England.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's got a lot of time left. We'll see where they are. This is the one. Speaking of bizarro, you know, just bizarro league and any given Sunday and all, whatever, you know, whatever it is you want to, however it is you want to, you know, talk about it, right? I mean, like, it is any cliche you want. Dude, this is legit, man. Any given Sunday. And this is one of those trap games when you get a win against Dallas and you start feeling good about yourself. That concerns me.
Yeah.
You should never feel good. You should never, ever feel good about yourself. You should always feel terrible about yourself.
wait a minute. You should always feel terrible about yourself? Man, you're taking your Horton here as a hoot to a whole nother Dark Place level. It's like the Dark Place that Teddy Bridgewater was talking about earlier this week. That's Mark Schlereth. It's this dark place.
You should always feel terrible
about yourself.
You should always peek around the corner, see if your locker is empty. You should always feel like they're about ready to cut you.
So I see how you go through life.
Yeah.
With the idea that nothing but bad things are going to happen to me. That way, when something good happens, you're like, this is huge. This is a big win. Even the slightest victory.
Yeah, you could take, like, you're like, oh my gosh, what a great day. Did you see that? I hit a green light, you know? You're like, hey. And then you're excited. If you always expect bad things to happen.
Right.
You get really excited when something good actually happens.
That's a good point. I know. I subscribe to that at times. Absolutely.
That's a sports theory, by the way.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, he's excited about getting the opportunity to come in and try and win. That's what he wants to do. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, then shoot. That's what we're all about. So I got no problems. I'm excited about it. And I don't know when he's supposed to get here or whatever, but he'll be out here. I'll be throwing around to him at some point. So
there is Matthew Stafford. All right, that was a surprise. OBJ picking the Rams. Did you see that one coming at all?
No. I mean, but the Rams apparently they don't play by the same salary cap rules that everybody else plays by. I mean,
they are going for it.
How do you like? I tell you what, be careful. Be careful, because I will say, you know, I'll just say this about the Rams and about, you know, all the that they're doing right now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, be careful.
I mean, there's just so much more to it than you got one of the best receiver rooms in all of, you know, in all of the NFL. You seriously do. And like you said, man, just be careful.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why this Denver Bronco Philadelphia Eagle matchup is the biggest game of the NFL weekend. Ready for this one, Mark?
Yes.
I got your attention, don't I?
Yes, you do.
You're wondering, how could he call this the biggest game in the NFL weekend? I'll tell you why. Next, mm-hmm. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Friday, time to get loose. Is it just me, Friday?
Some great text rolling in. How about this one? Is it just me? But Vaughn and OBJ, so you want to destroy your team from within? From Andrew. Haven't you picked up on that this week? The idea that trading Vaughn was addition by subtraction, that it's somehow by trading him you removed some huge impediment?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It does, to a degree, it does feel that way, doesn't it?
Which I think is kind of unfair to Vaughn, isn't it?
Well,
I don't think Vaughn has held this team back that much, has he?
I mean, has he held them back at all? I don't know. You know,
yeah.
Here's the point is this, though, Mike. I think the point is this. One thing that I think is true, and this is not me bashing Vaughn on the way out. This is me just looking at what's transpired. Vaughn had been given the mantle. He's been given the torch to take over the role of DeMarcus Ware and Peyton Manning, and it never happened. It just didn't ever seem to happen. Have we not been saying since those guys left, this team lacks leadership, this team lacks, you know, and I think he's tried in his own way to do it, but it just hasn't felt right. It hasn't felt the same. And, you know, that's part of being a captain. That's part of being kind of what you do, and it just hasn't worked out.
But you're not denying the impact he carried and the weight he carried around there. And you walk in that building, you can't turn around and spit without seeing a Vaughn Miller picture or highlight picture up on the wall. And so I look at it more like his departure. It wasn't like, oh, good, Vaughn's gone. Ding dong, Vaughn is gone. You know, let's go on. I think it was more just a sense of, hey, Vaughn's gone. He's not here anymore.
Right.
You know, the guy, he's gone. And it's up to me now to take over leadership, Justin Simmons. It's up to me now to do more out there on the field, Jonathan Cooper, when given the opportunity. That kind of thing. More so than it was, wow, we removed a cancer from our locker room.
No, I'm not calling him. I'm not calling him that at all. I don't think that's the case. I think that Vaughn is a great, he's a Hall of Fame player. The other thing is it's almost as though with all the pictures and posters of Vaughn hanging around there, it feel like, to a degree, doesn't it feel like, like you're honoring, you're kind of honoring a player that that's should be reserved for retirement? Like after the guy is gone, then don't you hang pictures all over the place and memorialize him as opposed to being memorialized as you're still an active player there? I don't know. It just feels, again, I am not trying to be critical of Vaughn. I'm not trying to bash Vaughn. Vaughn just leads the way he leads. And I do think there's an opportunity now for younger guys to take over that role and to go out there and to play and to be excited about that opportunity. It's not like the Wicked Witch is dead. Thank goodness. Let's move on. It is, hey man, we've got an opportunity. And I think there's also a bit of a wake up call there when George Payton just says, man, we're moving on and he's been great. We're going to give you a chance to go somewhere and win. You know, that's a little bit of a slap in the face if you're in the locker room going, oh, okay. Well, they basically punted on the season saying, we can't win, so we're moving our player and giving him a chance to win.
I think it was more of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is Eagles Broncos the biggest game of the NFL weekend?
I don't know, Mike. Okay. Why is?
Here it is. Here's why.
All right.
Because do you know the last two meetings between the Eagles and the Broncos, the team that has won that game has gone to, and in one case, won the Super Bowl. That's right. In 2013, the Broncos, behind Peyton Manning, I remember those days, beat Philadelphia 52-20.
Ooh.
In fact, let's look at a Denver Bronco box score from a day gone by when they actually scored 52 points.
We go four games without scoring 52 points.
In that game, Peyton Manning, 28 of 34, 327 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Gosh, remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the receiving numbers. Demaryius Thomas, 9 catches for 86 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wes Welker, 7 catches, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wow. Eric Decker, 5 catches, 88 yards. On and on and on it goes. Anyway, that year, of course, the Broncos went to the Super Bowl and lost to Seattle.
Correct.
The last time these two teams met was 2017, where the Eagles hammered the Broncos 51-23, and it was that year that the Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl. So, there you go.
You're right.
Who knew?
You are correct.
I got to thank a listener for pointing that out to me. Although the listener said it was, if you beat the Eagles, you win the Super Bowl. But no, 2013, they got to the Super Bowl, but we all know what happened there.
You go there. You still have to play the game, but you get to go.
Big D from Sedalia writes in, hey, I'm a high school counselor, Mark. Maybe I'll start using your advice. Thanks. I'll tell all my students to always feel bad about themselves. That way, when anything good happens, it's a win.
Hey, Big D, you're welcome. I mean, that's it. That's great. Oh, of course. Yeah, because you know what? Giving everybody a participation trophy has worked out so well for us.
You just want America's youth to be told, look, life sucks. Okay?
Life sucks.
It's just going to keep kicking you in the yarbles. So just expect it. Deal with it. That way, when anything good happens, it feels like the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Sound advice.
It is sound. It's way better than than the foist we're pulling over the kids' eyes right now. Hey, life sucks. Get used to it. That should be the motto. I mean, that should be That should be the motto. And then you set your expectations low. Hey, is it just me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't usually do this.
I know.
Is it just me or am I naked?
Oh, Lord. Oh, no.
Oh.
Please stop.
I'm air drying just like the Lord intended, Mike.
No.
Air dried.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
You know, I'm closing my eyes right now, but even as I stare at the back of my eyeballs, it's still an image that's seared into my head. Like I'm watching it on a big screen, which with my forehead and the size of my head, it is like going to a drive-in movie. Man.
You know what would be, you know what you could do? I've thought about this. And this is serious. If you like work sidelines for us, we could like put like an iPad on your forehead, and then you could be talking on the sideline and in the replay, like you could see the replay right there. It'd be awesome. Just slap it up there and have replays on your forehead while you're speaking from the sideline. You can see right here, and you just point to your forehead. You see right here. Did you see the offensive lineman, by the way? The screen was intended for him.
I wanted to bring that up. We'll do that coming up next. More Is It Just Me's. Happy Friday, everybody. It's all coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.